Hello there.
Hello there.
Welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And I'm not singing. I'm just adding an Australian inflection.
He was supposed to sing, people.
I'm not.
But he's not going to sing.
I'm not going to sing.
No, it's no. All right. You've had a singing coming up in a couple of weeks. Come on.
Well, no, you've had the singing.
You've had the singing in the last couple of weeks, sorry.
We're in the future now.
We're in the future. Future Sean, shut up.
This is our Carillion Chinwag. This is where we just have a little catch up with our week, see what we've been up to, a little peek behind the curtain for you guys, get to, you know, listen in and see if there's anything interesting happening.
Yeah, join in the conversation maybe. We've had a few people message us of late. We had that funny email the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Asking us to do a podcast quiz. What type of podcaster are you? Don't know if we really need to do that.
I think there's a lot of people out there who want to help you.
Yeah.
And they always go like, we'd love to help improve your podcast. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just answer some questions and
send us your bank details.
Send us your bank and we'll just draw the money we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Like, we're obviously serious about doing the podcast, but I don't know if we're serious enough as a podcast to be trying to push it to that level.
To that limit. Yeah. I thought the same when I read this particular email. I was like, we are passionate about it, but at the same time, like, we know what we are.
Yeah.
We know we're funky headcanon, you know, winging it kind of guys. We don't need to know what type of podcasters we are.
Nonsense Smiths.
Oh, I love that. Oh, get the nonsense on the anvil. Ding! Podcast done. Ready to go. I might put an image up for this episode, it's a little hammer and anvil with nonsense on it.
Yeah, nice.
Reminder for future Sean to put it up on the
list of things you're also supposed to remember.
Yeah, like the YouTube, which I still haven't touched. Sorry, people.
Yeah, it's no drama. It's just how it goes, isn't it?
I just need a day off for podcast. If I could just win the lottery, a little win, not a big multi-million win. I don't want millions. I just want enough money to sort of go, I can have an extra day off a week here.
Yeah, 4 days of work a week,
and then I can spend a day sort of doing podcasty admin. So you lovely listeners can have, you know, more stuff,
more.
But yeah. But also, at the same time, you don't want to flood people, because I've been looking around. I do my little research every now and then, and some people only post once a week, whereas these lucky lot are getting two a week.
Minimum,
yeah. You know, if we do a bonus, it's three. But I actually quite like that, the program we have, the standard we've set for ourselves.
Yeah, I like doing two minimum episodes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Three is quite nice. It's nice to just have something ticking over. Lots of the podcasts I listen to are single episode a week.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But sometimes you think, well, we're not that serious.
Yeah.
So it's quite easy just to put us on in the background.
Yeah.
Crack on with your day.
Yeah, just have a little every now and then, just going, what did they say there about Emmerdale? Never mind. I'll tell you this is later.
What's the time? We don't know, because Kane's not there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Kane's not there. It's not night time yet. Oh.
And now the clocks have changed.
Yeah, it'll be even worse now in the Dales, because they'll have no clue what time the shop's open or shut. Do you know what I mean? People on their way to work getting a coffee. They started work 2 hours ago, but they're just grabbing a quick coffee.
Must be nice, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Country life.
But yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so before we sort of get into what have we been up to individually, we've actually seen each other in this past week.
We have.
What a rare treat this is.
Rare treat. No, the last time was when we went to the cinema and watched Poor Things.
That's right.
That's the last time we went out together. Some
extracurricular activity.
Yeah, we went to that charity gig. It was in Andover, Hampshire, UK.
Planet Earth,
Destination Galaxy. It was for the Countess of
Brecknock
Hospice.
Yes.
Yeah, in Andover. Brilliant little gig, I think. Little charity night. You know, plenty of auctions going off and, you know, donating and mental now. You just scan a QR code and you can donate without having physical cash on you.
Yeah.
Which is actually a nice touch, I think. This day and age, anyway, you can go, just donate a little bit of money there. Lovely job. The Guinness was nice.
Yeah.
Don't find that in a lot of places at the moment. I always...
That's all we sat and drank, wasn't it? I've not had Guinness for years. And then I just fancied it. I thought,
it's a Guinness night tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like a Guinness. Although some places I go, it just doesn't sit right with me. But it was actually quite nice in there.
Something in the water.
Yes, the iron was too much, maybe, whatever. But no, it was a really nice night, and congratulations to our friend Chris, because he sort of organised it, didn't he? And it was, you know, he thought of it, and he's, you know, he's going through it at the moment.
Yeah.
But fair play to him for organising it, and he stayed till the bitter end.
Yeah.
You know, his band was up there playing and stuff like that, and it was a really good night, actually.
Yeah, it was good to see so many different musicians up there.
Yeah, because they had an amalgamation of... localish, you know, people, and even people who weren't in a band played together, to you know, learn these songs and bring them out to
must
the crowd.
It must have taken ages for them all to get together individually to learn,
To practice the songs and then to put them together with people you don't normally. Because when you're in a band, I mean, we both know this, you kind of have to click with people, unless you're a pit session musician.
Sorry, were you in a band?
I was in a band, actually. Was you in a band?
I was, yeah.
Oh, God. When I was in a band... insert Tom Cruise meme face. But unless you're a session musician and your job is to learn songs and then put them together, reading music, when you're in a almost a garage band or a rock and roll band, you kind of need to click with your bandmates to get the feel of how you're going. But to have that with people who you don't normally play with, congratulations, because I actually pulled it off and it was really well done, actually.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
And especially, more than anybody, Dave the bassist.
Oh, he played all night. What was that, 5 hours?
He played... Counting with Sean.
It's about 4.5 hours. He played solid bass without a pick. So he was finger plucking the whole night.
He was finger blasting that bass all night
yes,
long.
He was... Good on him. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because we both said, didn't we, it's a lot of work to do that all night long.
But in that time, he essentially played with 5 different groups.
Yeah. All so different tempos of songs, all different types of songs.
So he's, when it comes to practicing, he's had to find time to get together with all those different people.
Yep. And learn every song that they want to play as well. Because not one of them repeated songs or anything
like
that.
No, there was no repeats, was there? A couple of repeated artists, but not the same songs.
Yeah. Which is fine, because it's, you know, people love it, don't they? You know, but yeah, really well done the whole night, I think. It was really well done.
Yeah, it was. And yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Definitely. So big shout out there to our good friend Chris.
Yeah.
Chris the man.
Chris the man.
And he even called us the What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die podcasters, didn't he? Because, both of you are here. Hello there.
it was really good to see him.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, just hope he's all right.
Yeah. Always thinking about you, mate.
Yeah. Right, moving on.
Moving on now.
Oh, shit, I sang.
And the thing is, we don't edit them that much, so that's going to stay in there.
That will stay in there, because I do as little editing as possible. Because, you know, it's nice to hear a lot of the stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
The only thing I usually get rid of are little coughs and clicks. And,
yeah, sneezes.
Yeah, the chairs creaking sometimes. I get rid of those. They're pretty bad, these chairs.
Wow, like I say, if we have a little lottery win, I'll buy some chairs.
And the only other thing I cut out is usually Sean's long pauses where he's thinking about something and his brain's melting.
You can just hear the cogs going.
I try to make him sound like he's really switched on. He's got it all right there.
Yeah, I've got show notes in front of me, and I'm not just delving into the mind bank. Remember this thing you saw 10 years ago on Wikipedia?
I remember there was a thing, but what was it?
Yeah, there was a thing. There was a thing years ago, and it was about the doodad with the shimmy to do. Shabba-dabba-doo. Anyway, so
See you in the morning. Shabba-dabba-doo.
Ooh, I've got my bulletproof wellies on.
It feels really good. And the amazing thing is, when I get out of the bog, I'll pass some people and they won't know I've been in the bog.
Yeah. Love that guy. We've spoken about this guy last week.
Yeah, so. James
Schlegg or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Great little Instagram.
He's a funny guy. I think he is off his head though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, funny. Just
and he's cheerful. Just loving life.
Yeah.
It's a good little positive boost.
He's somewhere down there in the New Forest.
That's got to be somewhere near there. Yeah.
It said on his little.
Oh, did it? Oh, I don't normally look at the locales. Yeah. Oh well, there we go.
And. It was only because I looked at it and I thought, I recognise this.
Yeah.
I've driven through here so many times now. I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's called a forest, but there's a distinct lack of trees in a lot of that forest.
Yeah. It's all scrubland. Oh, it's in Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... So then I looked and I thought, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, nice. Yeah, but great little lad.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
So what else have you been up to then?
Well, not loads.
No,
if I'm honest, it's been quite a quiet week. It's been just working, and you know that sort of thing. Work patterns are going to change, so
yeah,
I'll be one of those people that works 4 days a week.
Oh, you lucky devil!
But I'm not going part time.
No, it's still full time hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm consolidating my hours into
longer days.
Yeah, I'll have longer days, more time off, which is going to be really nice.
Yeah.
Should make my life a little easier.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because you're already at work. So making the day a little bit longer on a day you're already at work seems to make sense.
It's only two more hours in a day.
Yeah.
And you do that across 4 days and suddenly you've just worked an extra day for free.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of makes sense to me. Yeah. And all I'm going to do is late shifts as well, so...
Yeah, you can have their mornings to recuperate. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I'm really looking forward to? I don't have to set an alarm to wake up anymore.
No. Never.
Never, ever.
No.
How cool is that? Unless of course, I do some overtime and I go, yeah, it's a morning shift. Oh.
Are you allowed to, though, if you finish late?
I wouldn't be able to do it on the day after.
It would have to be after a day off. You can go in early. Yeah. Yeah, there is a law against that, people.
Or I'd have to do it the day before.
Yes, you have the rest between shifts. Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be quite nice. But then again, overtime, so
yeah,
wow, I'll be happy to get any of that as well.
Yeah, money makes the world go round.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and that's the sad thing. I'd love to go to a four-day week.
Yeah.
Oh, in my job, I'd happily work a longer day. A hybrid, as it were. You remember the old hybrids?
Yeah,
I'd happily do four of them with a longer day and then just have, you know, 3 days.
Well, you didn't quite get that where you are because those 9-day fortnights, they're almost on average a 2.5 day off week, aren't they?
Yeah. Which is just, it's just nearly there.
It's nearly there, but it's not quite there. Just needed one extra hour a day and you'd have that covered.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Because I wouldn't mind what day offs I had.
No,
if they made it a 4 day week, I'd be like, just 3 days is lovely. Yeah. I get so much done.
Yeah, I don't care what days I want. You can have fixed days. If I wanted fixed days, I could have them.
Yeah,
but why?
Well, that this is it.
It's quite nice just to go.
Well, my days off this week are X, Y, Z.
Yeah,
so I'll plan for that.
And I can see enough in the future anyway. You get enough planning for it. So
yeah,
it's not like where you are. Luckily for you, you're on a rotation, aren't you? So you know what your days off are going to be. But some of the people you work with, each week is different, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
So they don't actually know how to plan for anything.
Unless it's just Monday and Tuesday every week, because you know how it is.
Which isn't how it should be.
No,
but
no, it's not. No.
The truth is, it's that it is like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and bank holidays. Oh, your day's off on a bank holiday.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But then you normally get paid.
Yeah, you can get money for that.
Or you get your day off in lieu, don't you?
Yeah.
Extra holiday day.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
No.
Other than that, skipping over a bit more guitar practice. I'm nearly there. The song I was talking about, which was Extra Noodly.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Nice.
I'm getting there. It's close.
Yeah.
Just need to make my fingers extra stretchy.
That's the thing, though. But the more you play it, the more they will stretch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because your body's learning to manipulate and stuff like that. Yeah.
So and it's about trying to get them to pinch the strings tight enough.
But yeah, so it's not just that fart sound. It's an actual note.
And that's the part which I'm struggling with at the moment.
Mm.
Because individually, the notes, when you play them, sound good. But when you try and strum it, and it's like, oh no, you've loosened off a touch there.
You can just hear the fart of the flat note there when it should be in a...
Yeah, a flatty fart note.
Yeah.
So doing that, and then I sent you a video.
You did.
As well.
Yeah. Oh.
I just went down this YouTube rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And this started with me watching videos of people playing the song I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
And because it's a TV theme, the suggestions that come up are now like themes from other stuff.
Yeah.
And the video I sent you was the Interstellar theme. And this came about because I watched there was a guy playing Toccata and Fugue, which is the old classical, I'm not going to sing it, but if you know it, you'll know it. It's a famous piece, but he's playing on an organ, a big church organ in Berlin, I think it is, but it's...
Wow.
It's a pipe. It's all pipes. The whole building. The comments are like, you're playing a piano, he's playing a building.
Yeah.
And it sounds incredible. And he was spot on. But from there, then further down the rabbit hole.
Go down and down, yeah.
All of a sudden there's Interstellar on a pipe organ. And so it's got all the... It's got the rest of the symphony orchestra there, which I think that's pre-existing footage.
Yeah, yeah. I think the orchestra bit
is already there. Yeah. And then whoever it is has just played the pipe organ over the top of where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And it is when you get to that moment, like you hear it sort of plays and it's subtle and you don't really know it's playing.
Yeah.
But then it gets to a point and it's like, that's playing and that is...
It's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had my headphones in. I was going,
oh. Well, this is what I said to you, wasn't it? I said, put your headphones on. Yeah. This is what you need.
Oh, God.
I sat here. I had the computer there. I had these headphones on. I had the volume cranked up and I was just, I was in
you
it.
You spacing out, essentially. I was just like, that. Oh, this is incredible stuff.
It's emotional when you get, for me, I find good music.
Oh, yeah.
It is just emotion. It just hits.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, like, why do I feel upset?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Why is my body like going through the motions here? It's the same when I listen to Lord of the Rings live orchestra stuff, because I love the soundtrack to Lord of the Rings.
It's great, Jackson, isn't it? Films.
But when it's that live, and then, you know, some of them videos, they have the film, the vocals playing over the top. Because you can go and watch them, can't you? And stuff like that. But you obviously watch little clips of it and I'm just going, I'm freaking out.
Yeah,
because imagine being enveloped by the sound live from that.
I mean, it's a big old sound.
Yeah,
you know, you used to play in a band.
Did you used to play in a band as well?
I also used to play in an orchestra.
Oh my goodness me! You never said. I don't think
I mentioned the orchestra. This was all when I was in primary school.
Oh yeah.
So I used to play violin.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just little Jamie used to play violin, then got into secondary school, high school, because I went to a high school, and you can all dispute this if you want, but
it's called high school.
It's really funny because I say high school about secondary school because that's what I went to.
Yeah.
And I'm always getting corrected. What's a high school? Are you American? I was like, no, I went to a high school. That's what we had. And then I was listening to something else and somebody had written in an email and they were from the north as well. And they went, yeah, when I went to high school, and I went, yes, fucking yes. That's where I went. I went to high school.
Yeah. Cause you don't get much of that down south. No. It's secondary, isn't it? It's called secondary. But yeah, it does happen up north.
So yeah. So I quit the orchestra.
Of course you did. Cause you were cool for school then.
I wanted to be cool. Yeah. Of course. There's no cool kids in the orchestra, is there?
Nah, little dweebs.
Yeah.
Nerds.
And all the theory I'd learned, all of that sort of stuff,
testosterone that flooded up from your balls pushed it out of your ears in your brain.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, all of the files in your computer head just went testosterone.
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm still waiting for the cool to happen.
You've been cool, mate, for years. Don't give me that. The second I laid eyes on you, I was like, this guy is too cool for school.
Oh, man.
Well, you know it's
a picture. But yeah, I remember playing. I played live, you know, obviously you do your practice, but we did actually play proper concerts as well, which was good.
Nice.
I did at least one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if I was any good because I was 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
But I don't know when I started. I might have been 8 or 9, maybe. I don't know. My dad will tell me.
Yeah.
Jimbo, let me know.
He'll email in.
Yeah.
Come on, mate. Send us a DM.
He'll go, no, you were 7 and you were rubbish. But you stuck it out, but you hated your instructor, your music teacher. Yeah, it wasn't my favourite person.
Oh, right, I see.
He used to hurt my fingers because he used to make sure it's all about getting the grip on the string, and he used to squeeze my finger in. I thought, oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Music teachers are rough, aren't they?
But, you know, he was old-fashioned like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was one step away from getting the ruler out.
I think so. Yeah. If it'd been 20 years beforehand, I would have had rap knuckles.
Yeah.
Constant.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe that is what has helped me with my music later on.
Yeah. Your tenacity to keep at it.
Even though I had a sort of 5-year break from it, 4 or 5 year break from it, I still retained enough.
Oh, yeah. You went through all that learning, all of that, you know, reading and theory, and, you know, getting your fingers pressed into a violin, so it, you know, ruined your density. Yeah, like an upset horse. Yeah.
Animal impressions with Jamie.
Yeah, that you've had singing with Sean and animal impressions with Jamie. You lucky ducks.
You're going to be in for a treat when I break up the old turkey impression, I tell you that. That is for another time. So how about you? What have you been up to?
Okay. Well, I played a game of Warhammer 40,000. Warhammer.
I need to find a clip of that and drop Warhammer. Yeah,
we need that on the page so people know what we're talking about.
Warhammer.
Played that with Brad.
Slaneshi Brad.
Loved seeing most of the models I painted destroying my army, because I painted his stuff for him, most of it.
I started following him on Instagram now, so I've seen some of the things he's updating with.
Yeah.
They look good.
Yeah, I've done a good job, innit? Not all of them I've painted. No, of course, Brad. No, I've only done a few of them. But yeah, we played a game of that. He absolutely trashed me. I knew it would happen, though.
Yeah.
Because before I left the house, I said to Katie, man, I'll lose today. I could feel it in the wind.
You let yourself lose?
No, because I did actually. I wanted to win. But I knew that if I saw that 6 on the very first dice roll, I told myself, if I see a 6 from him, it's over. And he rolled a 6.
I think you've got to believe in yourself more.
Oh, I do believe in myself. Because, don't get me wrong, I believe.
Because you say you want to win, but wanting and believing are two different things.
Oh, I knew you'd go into this. All I said to myself was, if I see a 6 on the first roll, see who goes first.
Yeah.
Because you roll off. I said, if I see a 6 from him, it's over.
Yeah.
But I fought hard. Don't get me wrong, people. I didn't just give up. I fought to the bitter end. I had one lonely little model left at the end going, I'm still here.
Chase me.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. But no, that was quite good. Because the guys that I follow, I've mentioned them before, Tabletop Tactics, the TT. They've got a little global league going on. Well, global, you know, regional, whatever. But it's on their app. But it's not about going to tournaments. It's just any game you play, if you and your opponent have signed up to their app, you can both upload your scores, and then like everybody else who signed up, you can see what points you've got and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we both did that. I got 45 points, Brad got the maximum 90, and then he got an extra 10 points for his army being all painted, whereas mine wasn't. I haven't got round to it yet.
Oh, come on. You've painted his whole army and you've lost
it. On my own.
Oh, man.
Hey, I paint a lot faster when I've got other people's to do. And then he got 100 points extra for actually winning his game. Yeah. So you get 100 points for winning. And I was like, I've lost two so far. So I really need to win a game soon. But yeah, so that was quite good though. Nice to roll dice. Went to one of the shops in Picket Peace. Used a table there. That was nice because they have proper sized terrain. It's always nice to play on nice modular buildings and stuff, so you can get your sort of proper rules in. Like, oh, if he can't see him, you can't shoot. And if he's, you know, he can't walk over that, but he can walk over this sort of thing, your big neck mech monster things or whatever. You know, that was quite nice. Did that. And then obviously saw you for the thing. I had my niece today. Took her to the local sort of farm place where you can pet all the little pygmy goats and whatnot. She enjoyed that. Shake me nan out of Elsinore. I made her a massive sandwich. She ate all of that. She had one of my work bananas. Yep, smash that. Packet of skips. Add all that. Loved it. I haven't had her for a little while, so it was nice to have the day.
That's good. My little niece.
Yeah, it's nice. Little old Uncle Sean. Because when kids grow up a little bit and they start going to nursery, they start to sort of realise that there's loads of people around them.
Yeah.
Because obviously, when they're little, they're just like, oh, family, great. Love Uncle Sean. Love Granddad Dave, you know, blah, blah, blah. Love going out with them. Doesn't matter. Yeah. See your dad, you know, because I'm with Uncle Sean and he's fighting his family. But then when they start going to nursery, they start sort of computing who's sort of all right, who's around them and that. So she was getting really shy around me for ages and not really wanting my attention. Because I hadn't seen her properly because of work and stuff. And then because she's going to nursery, I guess there's just so many people in her little head.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't see you that much, so I'm not really that bothered about you.
Yeah, it takes a little while.
Yeah, but then today I sort of was just like, come on then, we're going. And she was good as gold. Absolutely loved it.
That's good.
Got me right little dad voice on. Obviously bought a little pot of feed for £3 for two pots.
That's the price for the animals, right?
For the animals, yeah, not for her. I didn't feed her through a little cup, you know. And typical me, I haven't got any kids, but I went straight into dad mode. She knocked one of the cups on the floor and I was like, great, that's £1.50 down the drain for every adult to hear. Katie's just going, oh, come on, that's enough. And then I was scooping it back up and putting it in the cup. I was like, I'm not wasting it. Pretty good. Luckily, it didn't rain until we got home for lunch.
Yeah,
and then it hooned it down. Oh, God, it was bad. My garden's waterlogged.
Yeah, well, I was out of town today.
Yeah,
so I avoided all. I don't know how.
You were lucky.
Yeah, I was some miles away, and it was sunny. It was lovely. I had the window down on the van. I was just cruising along. It was having a great time. Oh. And then as I approached the hometown,
you saw the clouds descend over the valley.
I saw the water on the road. I was like, why is it so wet here?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on? Because at that point it was still reasonably bright.
Mm.
And then I just got into town. And it wasn't until I got home that I realised that, and then it started raining. I was like, well, what's going on here? This is...
Yeah, I've been out of this all day.
But we're in a bit of a valley, aren't we? We're in a bit of a pit.
Yeah, so the weather sort of congregates over the valley and then we just get... It's either too warm or too sort of bitter.
Yeah. So it was good to sort of avoid that. And lucky for you as well.
Yeah, we were very lucky, to be fair, to avoid the downpour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it, really. It's been one of those weeks. Because this weekend, people, is actually bank holiday weekend.
Yes.
So we're recording this at Easter weekend and you'll have it in 2 weeks time. But yeah, it's been nice to have a couple of days off, extra days, because I get the time off. Sadly, you have to work bank holiday Monday, but...
I was allowed yesterday off.
Yeah, they allowed you one day.
I was allowed one day, yeah. I don't know if anybody was working yesterday.
No, I think all the shops now shut, don't they? Because do you remember that year? Was it? It was long before COVID, but there was a whole thing because Tesco's were open like Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
I think they still open. Well, do they still open Boxing Day?
I don't know. I thought they don't do it no more.
I thought it was just Christmas Day.
Surely Boxing Day they shut.
You'd think so.
I would like... Who needs to go Tesco? And I know people have emergencies, but you just go, oh, well, we can't have it because it's Boxing Day.
Yeah. Well, if you're not prepared enough, knowing that it's going to be shut...
Yeah.
And you haven't got enough in for 2 days...
Yeah, because that's all it is.
Then you deserve to starve.
I don't want turkey again. No.
Unlucky.
Yeah.
Put some more currant cranberry sauce on there and crack
just,
on.
Just slide it down. Yeah. Just grimace as you do it. Or make a curry out of it, you know, but all these other little things.
I mean, turkey with some cranberry on it was...
Oh, yeah.
I always enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's nice on a nice thick wedge of, like, white bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, or sourdough or something.
Yeah. Talking my language.
Talking my language. Well, I've had
old language.
Speaking of food, then.
Go on.
So this weekend, I've had normal hot cross buns.
Yeah.
We've had Bramley apple hot cross buns.
Okay, fancy.
And some white chocolatey caramel flavoured hot cross buns.
Very nice.
I am a stickler for tradition. Mm. So the OGs were my favourites.
They're the best.
Yeah, the apple ones were nice, but I could have quite happily just chopped up some apple.
I don't know if we've spoken about this before in the past, and it would have been a long time ago. But hot cross buns, bacon, sausage, egg. Oh,
we have talked about this before.
In a hot cross bun.
Yeah, sweet and savoury.
And I think people at first be like, no. How can you have a sweet hot cross bun with all that...
salt and meat inside. But then savoury pancakes. Pancakes with syrup and bacon on.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
And it's just delicious.
Oh, it's special.
It's just something about it. You just go... Why have I not done this before?
Yeah, I didn't do that this time, sadly. But
no, I haven't done it either. In fact, I don't know if I've had a hot cross bun.
If you haven't had hot cross bun over Easter, mate.
Yeah, but I haven't even had a chocolate egg.
Oh, well, didn't you get bought a chocolate egg? I would have brought you one.
Nobody buys me a chocolate egg.
Oh, jeez. I'll message Katie in a minute. She'll have one ready for you. I'll drop it off at your door tomorrow. I'll tell Matty and I to drop it outside.
Don't be daft.
In a nice little carrier bag.
It's because as getting older, you know, we don't really need them. And I've been told, you know, you can get more for your money buying chocolate bars than you can for buying a chocolate egg.
I mean, this is true. This is true. I don't normally buy them for myself. It's only other people buying for me. We all like this. And then I go, I better buy you a bloody Easter egg now because I've never got any.
Well, this is the thing. So I bought Cherry Easter eggs
over the
past few years. And then she was like, stop buying me eggs.
Oh, really?
She's like, no, I don't want it. Just buy me something else or don't.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fair enough.
And she's like, I'm not buying you an egg. So she's like, they're a waste of money. If you want some chocolate, buy a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And it's true.
It is true. You're paying upwards of £6 for a decent egg, and it's hollow.
And to be honest, I think the price of eggs, now we're getting into dad mode. Yeah. The price of eggs these days. but also, I noticed this year, because for my kids, I bought some eggs.
Yeah.
Because I still appreciate a chocolate. There's something quite nice about having a chocolate egg.
Yeah, it's an egg-shaped chocolate.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
It's nice, isn't it? And I haven't done what I wanted to do. I forgot. And I don't know if it's too late. Cream eggs. I need to stock up on some cream eggs.
Oh, you do? I'm not a cream egg fan. Like, it's too much sugar for me.
Do you know what I want to do with these cream eggs, though? Would you like to guess?
Do you melt them into a hot chocolate?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you put them in the pan and kind of melt them on a pancake?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Years ago I made these, and I haven't made them since, but I've eaten some since. You can get them from the, I don't know if it's still there anymore, there's the cake shop in town.
Traveling
Cupcake. Yeah. And they've made them in the past. And that was the last time I had one. It's Scotch egg, cream egg.
Oh, stop it.
And it's exactly what you imagine. But obviously without
the meat.
Sausage meat on it. Yeah, it's a cream egg in the middle. And then you encase it in like a sort of a spongy outer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's...
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
It's good.
Because I'm not really like I say about Easter eggs, I'm not really a chocolatey man.
Mm.
I'm more of a cheese board aficionado. All right? Give me a bit of that whiskey apricot cheddar.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll appreciate if somebody goes, "Would you like a cream egg?" I'll go, "Oh, go on then, I'll lick the insides out." You know, like that meme, you
that,
sent
that,
me.
That video, like, that was really funny.
That was really funny. That was hilarious. Yeah, I'll have that.
No context. We're not going to tell anybody what happens in it. Just know that there is something about cream egg and the way you eat one that makes it funny.
Yeah, and the brother. yeah, because what I used to do when I was a nipper is melt them into hot chocolate. So I'd make half a cup of hot chocolate and then I'd crumble my egg because it's obviously thin. It used to be thin, sort of cheap chocolate, didn't it, really?
Mm.
You know, and you sort of crumble it in and then I'd have, you know, sort of melt it in. And then just basically drink slightly milked down chocolate.
Yes.
But I don't really do that now. The sugar, I had some egg this morning for breakfast. Silly. I made a cup of tea because it was early and the dog wanted breakfast. And I was there munching half my egg that I left. Well, it was three quarters of my egg. And I thought, I'll just have a little bit because it's there. Yeah. Normally I have biscuits, but the biscuits weren't on my little hobby chair by the bed. Just there was, you know, this bit of egg. So I was munching that. And then when we were walking the dog, I was just going, oh, I shouldn't have had that chocolate. I could feel it in my head. It's made me feel rough in my tummy.
I've never eaten chocolate and thought I should not have eaten that chocolate.
Oh, no, I'm a weird one. Honestly, I'm a weird one because I don't have sugar in my tea or anything like that.
No, I don't have sugar in tea.
On a normal day, the only sugar I really have is my banana, which is the sugar in. Maybe the peanut butter if I've got the cheapy stuff at home for breakfast. Yeah. If I have the proper one though, it's got no sugar in.
Mm.
And then if I get home later on, I'll have a couple of biscuits or something. Do you know what I mean? So like eating chocolate and a lot of it in one go as well. Oh, it's just no.
Yeah, I can live on chocolate.
A lot of people can. Fair play to them because it, you know, it's a delicate sweet treat.
I have definitely cut down though in the last few years.
Yeah,
I used to have chocolate every single day. I used to have a bar of chocolate or something.
Oh, okay. Now it's moved on to wine.
Which is, yeah, surprising considering my figure, that I'm not actually...
You sexy hunk.
Twice the size. now it's wine.
Yeah.
Wine and crisps.
Cheese board. Having those cheese dreams.
Cheese all the time.
I love crackers and cheese. Oh, my goodness me, yeah. Crackers and cheese. Oh, you know what I got for dinner tonight waiting for me? I cooked it before I come over.
Go on.
But it's in the oven. Some people will hate me here. Faggots.
Oh, yeah.
Faggots and mash I've got when I get in.
I don't know if I've ever had them.
Mr. Brains or Mr. whatever it is. Oh, Mr. Yeah, Brains faggots. Oh, it's just, it's like a really savoury meatball cooked in this weird gravy.
What is it? Just like mutton or something? Or just like...
It's pork.
Knackered old
pork bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all minced up together.
Lips and arseholes.
Yeah, basically, just put into meatballs, yeah. But the trick is with faggots, and this is how we do them. My mum's always done it, that's why I do it now. Creamy mash.
Yeah.
And then you have marrow fat peas, because they're salty in the tin.
Right,
and tinned carrots, not fresh carrots, tinned. And then you use the juice from the tins to make the gravy.
This is proper war food, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
the gravy... is like rich, malty, salty. You don't need no salt on the plate because it is so like... Oh, that is tough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, looking forward to that when I get home later.
Yeah,
cooked it for me now and she was having a napsy, so I've put hers in the microwave with a little note ready.
She's going to love that.
Yeah, well, I hope so. She'll go, oh, it's too much for me, even though she's got a little plate.
Then you'd be like, well... I'll eat the rest.
Yeah, if it's on the side, I'll have mine and then hers. You know, and there's some gravy left over as well. So if I'm still, you know, hungry for a little bit of bread on the plate, yeah, some gravy over it.
Dippage, a bit of...
Dippage, you know how it is.
Yeah, oh yeah. You've got to be just swamping that bread all the way around, leftover gravy.
And then you've got to flip it over and sort of tidal wave the gravy underneath to make it all sit right. And then when you cut it up, if it ain't soggy inside, you've ruined it. It's got to be soggy all the way through.
The moist maker.
Yeah, that's it. I love gravy. Oh yeah,
we've lost Sean now. You don't realize this. I've just cut out 30 seconds of silence.
Yeah, I'll just hear, oh, 100%. The doctor told us to have 3 cups of gravy a day.
very good.
love that. Yeah, and I didn't even cook a roast yesterday.
What?
Just to finish the food section of our chinwag, because my dad invited us round for Easter Sunday roast. Yeah, and he did a nice little bit of lamb.
Yeah,
You know, roast veg, potatoes. Gordon Ramsay style potatoes. A nice bit of gravy. I'll tell you what, it felt weird not to cook. We still had to do the Yorkies for him because we do the good Yorkshires. So we cooked them, took them round. But yeah, to not get home from the dog walk yesterday and instantly put the oven on and chuck a joint of meat in, I was like that. I feel really lost.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
I'm going to go and play the Switch for half an hour, which is just mental on a Sunday.
Yeah, don't have time for that.
Yeah, but no, very nice dinner. Thank you, Dad. Not that I think he listens to this. You should be listening to it.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. Did you have a roast yesterday?
No. What did I have yesterday? I had... we made a chicken curry.
Oh.
So we made a chicken curry on Friday. That's right. Friday we made this... there's a restaurant in London called Mowgli's, which is quite... It's well known, I suppose, if you're in that sort of thing. I've never been, but I got the cookbook.
Oh, okay.
I got it for Christmas. And they do a chicken curry in there, which I made up. Obviously not with any chicken. But we also made these momos, which you can... They almost look like a little Cornish pasty, but they've got like a sort of a...
I've had them.
Yeah.
I've had momos before, I think.
And you can either steam them...
Yes.
Or you can fry them. And we, the first time we ever made them, we steamed them. And they were nice.
Yeah.
But now we fry them. And we cook because we like it a little crispier. A little bit of crunch.
A little bit of crunch.
Yeah, a little bit of little burny bits on there, which are always quite nice.
Yeah.
A little bit of spice in there. I don't actually know what's in there. Some chili and some tofu and some other little bits of veg in there. But yeah, that with the chicken curry, that was really nice.
Mm.
On the Saturday night, we had some calzones.
Calzone. Folded up pizza.
Yeah. I get them. I order them from a company that delivers them.
We have spoke about this before. You get them delivered.
Yeah, that's it. Which sounds really fancy, doesn't it? They were really nice, but we also had these. They had a garlic bread type.
Oh, okay.
Calzone as well, which is really good. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, right. Garlic bread calzone.
Yeah, so we had this before you came to collect us on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
And I think both of our breaths were probably quite pungent.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, brushed the teeth manically.
Yeah, before I picked you up. Yeah.
and then yesterday, feeling, you know, obviously on tip-top form after Saturday night.
Yeah.
I made some Brazilian cheese breads.
Oh.
Which are really nice, but I don't make them with Parmesan.
No.
I use extra mature cheddar.
Because we're British.
Because, yeah. Why not?
British love their extra mature cheds.
Some of that crackler stuff, yeah.
I
make those, and they just come out, they come out like little cheese rolls, but they're sort of really airy in the middle.
Yeah.
When you have them warm, they're still quite gooey as well, which is quite nice.
Oh, nice.
They're not like undercooked, just...
It's just gooey because of the cheese, though.
The cheese is still... the cheese is still melting, so it's... Yeah, they're really nice. And then the next day, they're more like a traditional roll.
Oh, right, yeah, where they've sort of,
Yeah, they sort of solidify a bit. So like today, I got home from work and I chop them open, lick a butter in there, and they were really nice.
They're ready to go.
And we had some leftover, still got leftovers now, but that chicken curry and the momo stuff.
Yeah.
So we made that. And then tonight, we haven't even eaten yet, but we're going to have Thai red curry.
Love a Thai red curry.
Yeah, it's dead. The way we do it is just dead easy.
Yeah,
It's a bit Cheetahbix one, but it's...
No, but it's still nice.
But it is tasty.
You don't have to go full hog every time you do something.
No, we're cheating. We're using a jar.
Oh, yeah, but come on, it's Bank Holiday Monday. Nobody's judging you for chopping up a load of chilies on the go.
Come on. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't use jars myself.
No, and for a lot of stuff I don't bother, but
no, I know,
that paste is quite easy to just
the paste is good that you get.
Everything else you sort of chuck in there is fine, but this is quite a nice way to do it. It's almost like making a stir fry, just banging four ingredients and bang, you're done.
I love a stir fry.
I often have a stir fry.
I know it's Monday, we normally have stir fry Mondays, but because of the bank holiday I'm sort of going to do it tomorrow because I'm back to work.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, right, when I get home tomorrow, it's nice and quick. So we'll have a proper meal today.
Stew's fry. No, that's not going to work. I can't.
It's just Monday stir fry.
Yeah.
But it's on Tuesday.
Yeah, I tried some wordplay there, but it just wasn't going to work out.
Oh, I've already tried. You can't do it. This is why we have it on Monday, because it's just Monday stir fry.
Done.
You can't just eat like Friday stir fry. Yeah. Who wants a stir fry on a Monday? It's beginning of the week health injection for me, Nan. It's all veg. Maybe a little bit of protein. Maybe I'll chop up some chicken or whatever leftover meat from Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'll just chuck that in with it. But normally it's just, right, Nan, get these veggies in you now. Because I know when I'm at work for the next 5 days, you're just going to live off rich teas and you know, and them little tubs of Rocky Road.
What, that she keeps in a handbag for emergencies?
Just, you know, there's some in the drawer by the bed. There's some in the front room on the shelf. There's just little bits everywhere. You can hear her munching.
Yeah.
She's stashed everything away.
Typical Nan behaviour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's gone from going downstairs for a little wee-wee at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you can just hear her chucking the tubs everywhere, looking for something to munch. Because instead of having a glass of water,
yeah,
she'll have a chocolate. Ooh. Just what I need it after 2 a.m. But now she goes for a wee downstairs, but she don't need to rustle in the cupboard because she's got 3 tubs of crap I've brought from wherever we go shopping hidden upstairs. Oh. So when I'm at work, she's snuck them upstairs. Sean won't know. Even though as soon as I get in and look in the cupboard, I go, she's taking them 4 tubs upstairs. And then she holds them in a little drawer. So instead of that, now she comes back upstairs, grunts all the way back to bed. And then because she has the door open because of the dog, we all do, sort of, the dog sort of rules the house, little cow. You can just hear the drawer open and then... And I'm just left there like, my alarm's going to go off in an hour and a half. Hope them rocky roads are nice that I brought.
I love that. Waking up in the middle of the night and having a biscuit.
Yeah. Just being like, oh, you know what, I'm really thirsty. I could just do with a glass of water now. Penguin. Yeah. That'll do me.
Straight back to sleep.
And straight back, yeah, with chocolate mouth. Could never do that. Chocolate mouth going to bed.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
That's it.
Right. Well, anything else to add?
No, mate. No. All good. All good on the Western Front.
This is a lovely place to wrap up.
Good.
Pleasure talking to you.
As always, my good friend.
As always.
Brother. Always, brother.
I was so happy with that response. Anyway, again, no context chat. Look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.
Hey, you sang that one.
Fuck.